This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, August 22nd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we have a themed show. Yes, we're going to have a themed show, and the theme today, and I need some audience participation with this. Right, because I need help. I need help with this because I need the politicos, the people who control our economy, to listen. Right, I need to give them some advice. I need to create a momentum for us to march to. I need someone to start that drumbeat that we move forward toward. Because I believe we have a problem here and we're just not addressing it. So I'm trying to have a conversation based on this theme. And the theme today is, what are we prepared to do? I'm going to say that again. What are we, Bahamians, prepared to do in order to move forward, in order to change things, in order to stop what is not working and go on a new track? We tend to complain a lot. I tend to complain a lot. There are some people who say the media tends to complain a lot. And my response to that is, what is it are we as a people prepared to do? Despite people saying I complain a lot, I tend to do a number of things. I volunteer a lot of money out and donate a lot, right? I partner with a number of charitable organizations a lot. Maybe not even big money, but I do things. And the things I do, I consider them insignificant. To even mention, these are small things. These are what everyone should do. Everybody, I assume, is volunteering here and there. Everyone in the Bahamas, I assume, is giving and donating money. This is a part of my duty. This is part of being Bahamian. You're supposed to help. You're supposed to act. You're supposed to do. And I'm now seeing that there are a number of Bahamians who I see just, man, you're just complaining. You're giving no solution. And the thing what you complain about and you claim you'd given solution is so vague, he ain't helping nobody. You're just frustrating people with your idle talks because there's no specific plan, no coherent plan from where I can move from A to go to B to C and then say, okay, I see it, I believe it, I can join onto your army, I can partner with you to move forward. And that's why I'm asking, what are we prepared to do? Or is it that we just moan and complain because there's no impetus to embrace any change? And let me give you an example of my frustration, right? And mind you, I'm more demure. I'm demure is trending now than when I was in my college days. I was loud, maybe vibrant, as one of those persons who quick quick to strike and make noise and protest and break up things when I was in college. It didn't go well when I was in the United States because the police is coming and arrest you and thing, right? I can remember my time in high school when I safe to say I led a boycott and closed down the entire cafeteria because the food wasn't good. I said, man, no, man. I ain't paying for none of this. And I started lobbying with other people in my class, right? Say, we're going to have to close down this, you know? And I'm saying that I have a history of not just complaining, but acting, find like-minded people and say, hey, let's do this. Let's do something. Let's do anything. I have a history of debating. And if I think that the judgment was unfair, I walked out and said, man, I stayed here for it. Of course, I got in problems for doing all of these things when I was young. I was very problematic when I was younger. Right? Now that I'm older, I tend to be more reserved. So perhaps that's the reason why a number of behemoths tend to go to Facebook because they're older and they say, man, complaining makes no sense. And it's just easier to be a Facebook warrior, be able to be a WhatsApp evangelist. But let me give you an example. Bohemians complain about gas prices being high. It's for $5.30 now, right? $5.30. The old me would have started catching bus. Say, man, this gas thing is too pricey. I ain't going to drive another car. And then eventually, when the gas stations realize nobody is buying gas, it's meant to be sale. People act. But the Bohemian culture, we gripe and grumble, right? Gas could go to $6. I think it was going to $6 during a couple months ago. Gas could go to $6, go to $7, and we could gripe and complain to our governments and gas is too high. But you bet your bottom dollar, we're going to buy full of gas tank, no matter what it costs. It could go up to $9. And no Bohemian will say, enough is enough. I ain't buying no more gas. I'm going out there with my black card. I'm going out there to demonstrate. I'm going there to complain. In my young 27, I used to be downtown a lot with black cards. I give up on that now. But I used to march a lot. I used to go and sit in Parliament a lot. I used to write a lot to the editor. The Guardian used to know me from when I was younger, when I was 21, 22. I used to write The Guardian a lot and complain and say, this is not fair. We need to change. I can't just complain. I need to act. When I was in my 20s, early 30s, then I joined a number of civic organizations. Right, I'd say I need to give back. I need to volunteer. I used to go and beg people for books, beg people for clothing, just so I could say I am doing something bigger than me. And then when I get older, I say, man, is it that I'm jaded now? Do I don't expect things to change? But I'm watching other people who for their entire life have never acted. And I'm questioning, what is it that we are prepared to do? Why can't we close one or two gas stations down? Just go there and say, you ain't serving nobody today. I remember working in the hotel in the Union and on that same old bridge, blocked the whole bridge up. That's why I still pro Union-ish, right? When I pay my $10 dues and they say, come and act, you come and act, right? Because I felt that I'm a part of something grander than I am. So therefore, when the call came to act, I act. And I'm watching this new generation and even the generation before me. But he goes downtown and say, Parliament, now you got to get permit from the commissioner of police to demonstrate and thing, or you just get locked up. But I understand. But nobody go downtown. And this is an online debate. So some of my friends who used to be advocates with me, right? Human advocates with me, who said after We March started and suckled the air out of demonstration, that feeling to go out there and act has been diminished. We march no more. We ain't going outside no more. The sun hot. It's just easier to grumble on Facebook and create memes. And I wonder if creating memes and funny sayings and funny posts is enough to change this Bahamas. Right now we have banks. Their fees high galore. I mean, they piranhas when it comes to charging Bahamians. They have a fee for everything. I put money on my account and they won't charge me. Right? They charge me for printing out print out all of my transaction. But they tell me I can't go in the bank to get the transaction. So I thought, okay, no problem. I go with that. All of my banking is going to be done online anyway. I'm not going in the bank anymore. But then I start noticing there is a charge that says this is for printing your transcript, your transactions. And I said, but I don't have no transactions. Y'all say I can't go in the bank no more. Come to find out that it's an option that I'm supposed to go and now deselect. They're tricky, man. They're tricky because they know I ain't going in the bank. They tell me I can't go in the bank. I have a current account. I don't even have a savings account. I don't have a checking account. I have a current account. That means if I go inside the bank, I incur fees, more fees. But they know that I go to the bank and they not charging me fees to print out. And knowing that I can't go and print out the print, because there's a fee to print it out too, nobody charging it. Let's see. But my point is, we're having some hardships, some frustrations, right? But we're not prepared to act. We're not prepared to live uneasy. We're not prepared to be uncomfortable. All we are prepared to do is complain. And I wonder, is this our culture? Is this something that just us do as Bahamians? If I remind you, say, don't forget, we did Burma Road. We mash up walking to Bay Street. And I charge him and said, you sure it was y'all Bahamians who do that? Or was it West Indians, that mixed blood? That mixed blood of Bahamians, first generation Bahamians who, you know, those names like the Maynards and Pinlands and those foreign names from the police officers, perhaps it was them who led that charge and not necessarily Bahamians who led that charge, because Bahamians are, see the word again, demure. I see if all the phone lines blink up right now. The numbers are 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. And if you're calling from the Family Islands, Grand Bahama don't call no more. They demure people. They don't complain nothing. They like living like how they living in Grand Bahama. The Grand Bahama is 242-357-20. For anyone from the Family Islands, let's go to the phone calls. Their producer, patch that phone call there. Yeah, patch that button. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Amen, Mr. Neri. Amen.
Are you one of those demure men who don't complain about? Are you one of those demure men who don't complain about anything? Not prepared to protest?
I always complain, especially when it comes to the hospital. This is the GNN. But I say amen to you with what you said about when it comes to not complaining. We need to really wake up, because the RBC banks and stuff like that cannot do certain things in their hometown and their head office, and by extension, that should have been extended to wherever their branches go. But we have to blame the central bank, and our leaders. Well, Mitchell, I'm trying to say something now. They ain't supposed to charge you stuff. You see, what we need to do is galvanize 24-1 and call their head office in Canada. That's what Bahamians need to do. They cannot charge, not charge in Canada, and charging us for the same things here. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, I appreciate GNN. I see in Canada, the government has made some moves to protect their citizens regarding the predatory action of banks. They've passed some legislations that limits the banks from charging for various fees, especially for mortgages and loans. I could try to see if I could find that link again and then read that into the record. But their government has moved from talking that in the future, we are minded, see the words they use, we are minded to do some laws. They ain't doing it. They're minded to. I don't know that word minded. We all know what minded means. That means they can consider it, but they ain't doing it, right? Because if they thought that if there was a burden, if the fees were unjust, they would could do laws. It's been years now, this predatory attack on Bahamians has been happening by these Canadian banks. It's been years. I see the central banks publish a list of what all of the, which banks have the cheaper rates, like that helping me. I talking about to have, if I have my last, I think my bank is, I have a minimum of $500. If I don't have $500 inside my bank account, they charge me fee every month. So if I had $400 and leave it there, it's evaporate. Let's go to the caller there, producer. Patrick, caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. See, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, but I vex, you know. I vex because I think we in Bahamas are demure.
Yeah. See, it ain't worth it. Don't get your pressure up, man.
You ain't worth it?
No, man. 5 years soon up. That's the only way we could deal with it. The people tired just like you're marching and the hot sun. You know, the sun hot, you know.
The sun is hot. But you say 5 years soon up, right?
Yeah, man.
So you believe what is happening is political? It's not something with us. It can't be, because it seems like the whole system is rigged against me,
yeah,
rigged against us. It can't be political, man. It can't be the PLP.
See, like I say, there are three C's in life: choice, chance, and change. And until you make the choice to take a chance, ain't nothing gonna change. So it could be the same thing over and over. But you know, you mentioned the gas station. Shutting down the gas station. But it ain't a gas station. It's the government, you know.
I had to get the government.
The gas station's price is fixed. They only make 50 cents on the gallon. It's not them. It's the government. It's the government and it's all its taxes. The gas stations are not making any money. And if this was a free enterprise system, according to Mr. Lang, why is it that the gas station can't charge what they want to charge on their gas? All right? The government told the pharmacists that they can only mark up their products, their particular product, X amount, right? A certain percentage. You remember when the pharmacies of the pandemic,
yeah,
when all the pharmacies were closed down because the government was telling them what to do?
Yes.
The government told the grocers that you can only charge X amount on so on and so forth, right? They told them that there are bread basket items that you can only sell at a particular thing, right? So the government can regulate all of these other industries, but the banks can do whatever they want to do. How is that possible, CA? Are they sacrosanct?
It's something we don't know.
Is it because one of the oldest banks in the Bahamas that the government is indebted to them every month, that they have to, that is why they acquiesce to them? Is that the reason?
I don't know if that's true. I ain't been hearing that talk for a while.
We need to dismantle this system altogether, okay? We need the country to work for Bahamians. You know, like I mentioned earlier, Kamala Harris, she is campaigning on dealing with institutions and banks and whatnot, and lowering their fees to allow the average American to purchase, you know, to get their own homes. So our government is not fighting for us. They're not fighting for us. So when they get in their
But let me stop you right there. What do we do? If the governments, in plural, the continuous,
all they can do is like what I doing right now, want to toast and call the thing up. We ain't like the Kenyans. We ain't like the Haitians, them, and the gas price going up, they're going and burn down the place and all over the place. We ain't like that. We can sit back and we can complain and we can moan and we can groan. And then when election day, we say, oh, we going to vote them off. Hopefully, when they come in, they can be better than the last set. And then after that, it's bias, remorse all over again. It's a cycle. It's a cycle thing. But somewhere, Martin Luther said, change is coming. One of these days, change coming. Thank you, buddy. You have a good day.
I appreciate you. The theme for the day is, what are we prepared to do? Are we prepared to strike? Are we prepared to close down this government? Are we prepared to close down banks? Are we prepared to close down gas stations in order for there to be a change? It seems as if we just like to watch, like we like to complain, but we are not prepared to handle hardship, right? We willing to grumble, but we ain't prepared to say sacrifice any money. We ain't prepared to sacrifice any time. We ain't prepared to do anything that makes our life uncomfortable. So therefore, anything happens. Let's go to the next caller there. Go ahead, caller. You're talking to me right now.
Comrade Nuri.
How you doing, man?
This is GNN. I had to call back. You know what the problem is? Like you said, in addition to complaining, the Haymans don't want to hear the truth. You tell them the truth, they could call you crazy and all kind of things, especially when it comes to their political affiliations and stuff like that. I can say this one more time. The government hands, when it comes to a certain bank in this town, is tied. Hands of the government are tied to this bank. Every government transaction that goes down, if the government give you a check, maybe today, or me, or anybody, or a pregnant lady a check, that check is made out to Royal Bank. And then whichever other banks, when pensioners get paid, the money goes to Royal Bank first. They take out whatever they take out, and then they send it to Scotia, or they send it to BOB, or they send it to wherever they going to send it. The reason for that is in the 1800s. I want y'all to listen, baby, to the truth. The Canadians wanted to buy the colonies, the newly enslaved colonies in 1844. But Britain told her, I can't do that because we just set them people free. So she said, okay, Britain said, this is how you're going to do it. Put your banks down there, and financially, you will own the Bahamas. And that is exactly what is going on. That's why we ain't got no Chinese bank. We ain't got no American, but we got offshores, but we have no other banks that you can walk into. Like you could walk in a Canadian bank, Scotia, this one, Montreal, Barclays, you name it, any number of Canadian banks. The Canadians financially owns the Bahamas. They own the mortgages. So the government hands and our hands are tied.
Let me segue. You are a social advocate. You use social media because you go to dialysis. I'm not sure the schedule, if it's every day, every other day, whatever it is.
But Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
See, you almost the whole week. And yeah, you've watched and witnessed certain things that is not working well inside the hospital. I know sometimes you use your smartphone and record.
You want me to go there because you ain't got enough time.
I know I ain't want you to go in detail, but this is my point. I see you record. I see you forward. I see you give commentary, voice commentary, to say there's sewage dropping down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
There is a machine that hasn't worked for so long. There is
They have passed. They have majority of them have passed their expiration date several times over. Yes.
Right. And this is my question to you, because I have a text about social media, whether social media is working or not. You use social media.
Yes,
to complain. Does complaining on social media make sense? Do people listen to you? Because
yes,
I want to know, is it that we just complain too much? Are you complaining too much and nothing getting done? Because you're still inside a dilapidated place doing your dialysis. Eh? Like nobody paying attention to you.
Then you're in a situation like that. See, isolate my case. I got to complain because I could go there today. And the machines, I've been fighting for their machines and for safety. And tomorrow I could be dead because the problem is, and not the complaining. The complaining is, you know, who's listening? Nobody listens. I can tell you something since you bring up the dialysis. We have an outbreak in there. The technocrats don't want to say it. See, that's the problem too. The members of parliament, they don't want to say it. But there is an outbreak in there. After all that sewer was leaking out from us over a year ago, and still dripping in there.
You ain't no doctor. So you can't talk with no outbreak. You ain't no doctor. So you can't talk.
I ain't got to be a doctor. I can tell you what's happening. Because we have between 15 and 20-something members of the unit on the ward for 2 or 3 months with an infection. With that they ain't know where it's coming from. That unit needs to be shut down and properly sanitized by world standards. You know, there's about 15, 20-something people on dialysis on the ward for infection. That tells me there is an outbreak of something in there.
And again, you ain't no doctor, so you can't.
I ain't got to be none, because we told the doctor who was in charge of infectious diseases when he was in there about 2 weeks ago. But what did he do? Nothing. While the patient's going in and out and yaxing, Winery, well, he's been on the ward long, 2, 3 months, what he got? Infection. Now, why I could almost safely say that is because my access has been surgically implanted under my skin. So that reduces the chance of infection. The majority of the persons that go in on the ward for infection have the external access. I ain't got to be no doctor to figure that out.
I hear you. I just wanted to know whether your constant chronic complaining on social media is working. I want to know,
we gotta complain.
When will you start your demonstration? When will the people in dialysis say, enough is enough? We ain't taking our medication.
Man, don't use dialysis as a thing. Because those patients there are afraid out of their skin of what can happen to them in there if they complain. So let's use somewhere else, like Guardian Radio.
But
the problem is, Bahamas are not together. Once Nuri tail tuck in the hole, he's safe. He don't care about his next-door neighbor. We need to, once again, be our neighbors, keepers. We need to look out for one another in this country, and we're failing at that. And the ministers, all they want to do, like C. Allen always say, look forward to the next election cycle. They ain't me and you.
I hate you.
So we have some big problems in this country, and we need to go to Article 24, one of our Constitution, galvanize ourselves together, and do what them people in Spanish Wells, I mean, whatever his name, Brian, we need to get together, and we really need to go downtown, seriously.
I watch and wait. They say the sun hot.
Well, care your umbrella. Care some ice in the cooler. Thanks for taking my call.
I hear you. So carry your umbrella or some ice in the cooler, but go out there and protest. Our text says, CA, believe it or not, social media like Facebook is very powerful way to expose things. You are using it right now. Also, MPs invest in banks. But Bahamians are too lackadaisical and need to get out and protest as I do, but sometimes Facebook is the safest place to move. But you might still get shot on your live. I see the joke that he's trying to do there. I don't know if it's funny. I say Fidelity is an American bank. They remind us that. That's what the text says. Some Bahamians complain like the people of Israel. They need to go downtown in numbers to protest against these high taxes that this government has bestowed upon us. Let's see what this one says. I missed the beginning of your show, but after hearing your last caller, I'm led to believe that you mentioned something about gas stations. Care to repeat? And my point is that Bahamians like complain too much. They like complain too much, but they ain't prepared to go and protest. In other countries, when the gas goes up, the people say, I ain't going there no more. They close down the gas station. When the food price goes up, the people them saying, we shutting down the food store. But something about us Bahamians, where we don't complain about nothing. We just grumble. We just grumble, but being prepared to be uncomfortable, right? Let's go back to the callers there. The numbers are 323-6232 and 325-4316, 325-4259. Hello, caller. I can hear you now.
Top of the morning, CA. What's going on?
Blessings to you, man.
Yeah, man. I agree with Edison some, no. But everything what he say. See, Garvin, about talking foolishness. He's the part of the bank, so he protecting his interests. He ain't worrying about the Bahamian people, you know. They worrying about their bottom line. And they $300 million network interest are there every year. That's all they worrying about. Even if you listen to Tim Walz's speech last night, what did he say? We need to protect the government, exorbitant fees and things like that. That's what leaders do. They protect their people. The Medica, when they get in power, he say he can't deal with their banks and all too. So print out on the right track. That's what they're supposed to do, looking for the Bahamian people. See, Garvin about them, they're looking for the profits, man. Interest.
Let me ask
he's
you
a
this.
Part of the bank. He's a part of Fidelity. He owned that. He's a part of the shareholder. So they're looking for their shares. He ain't worrying about the Bahamian people, man. Edison's something to talk in plenty sense. Plenty sense. I don't know. I don't give Flowers the license to open up e-bank. Because the Flowers Bank open, I move all my money in Flowers Bank tomorrow. The minute he open. Because Flowers could be down for the Bahamian people, man. You see? A Flowers interest could be low. Flowers ain't gonna be here all these years. That's why they want to be him in of no bank. They want these Canadians of these banks, rape the Bahamian people and carry all the money up Canada. Still going out the country. They ain't staying around here. Yeah, Garvin Bo, you're shooting darts in the dark with these prices. Like CA pay the deposit money on my account you're charging me. You're shooting the darts in the dark, man, around you're talking foolishness. Give Flowers a license for a bank, man. All right, CA, have a good day.
I appreciate you. I have a text here. I smile at the text. I'm not sure if the texter is being serious, but I can read the text still. It says, good day to you, Nuri. I have to share this with you and your audience. To be a good or a great country, we must after every election, join hands with the government to deliver happiness to a one Bahamas. This may sound simple to you, but believe me, it is necessary going forward. We must rally behind our leaders if we support what we are agreed upon instead of hashing out things publicly. I have no problem supporting the government. And there are a number of initiatives that the government, this government, past government, have started, past ministries have started where I herald and say, that's a good thing, I will support it. And there are a couple of things I say, man, no, that don't make no sense. And I wonder when the things they do that makes no sense, should I support them because they are the government or tell them, no, that don't make no sense. And I got to, what did Rasta say? Burn fire upon that. Or must I support it because it's my party, even though it'd be detrimental to me and mine? See, that's where I'm concerned about, right? When should I complain? When should I cry out and say, ow, that hurts? Right? There's VAT on medication. You know, we go to the clinic or one of those pharmacies and you try to buy your expensive medication and they put VAT on it. But Bahamians ain't going out there and complain. We ain't tell the politician, I hear you talking foolishness, but I tell you, I ain't paying it. I ain't paying it and you can see what I can do to make sure you change it. You can see it. You can feel the whole country can feel it. We ain't prepared to do that. We ain't prepared. So what are we prepared to do? We'll pay the VAT on the medication. We'll pay the VAT on the expensive surgery you couldn't afford in the first place, which you can't afford no medical insurance, but you can pay it because we ain't prepared to be uncomfortable. We ain't prepared to risk ourselves. Let's go to this caller here. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? You're live.
You're live. I can hear you now, Carla. Go ahead.
Yes, I will call in. After hearing the gentleman about the condition of the ward at the kidney ward that you talked about and the kidney diseases. If you could give them my contact, I have something I could help them with that diseases, and they would have to be going there.
Give your name to the producer. I would forward it to GNN and see if he's willing to take.
And number 524.
Okay, giving it live. Let me write that down then. 524-0620. 524-0620. That's for you, GNN. Hello? Yes, you said 524-0620.
9060.
Okay. I got it. Okay, I'll let him know. Let's go to the next caller there, producer. Go ahead, caller. Why are you behaving so demure? You're live now, caller.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm trying not to be frustrated.
About Bob being on medication, right?
Yeah.
I thought that only upsets me, okay? I remember a couple of months ago, the government, right? They was advocating for medication tries to be reduced. But look here, if they had been serious about that, they could have taken an avenue where they could have taken the VAT off of number one, right? Or they could include more medication on the NHI, right? Like frequently use medication like antibiotic and stuff. But they're not serious. There's these things, right? Just like what they're doing in Freak Over the Port, right? Just so behemoth could say that, oh, yeah, they make noise. They try to do something, you know? But that is not you try. But there's still some stuff that you could do. Why you ain't do what you could do? So care for the behemoth people. Take the VAT off of the medication. Increase the price, right? Because if that medication, people are not sick. If you have to pay for a antibiotic, right, for example, like penicillin or one of those, or ampicillin, and you go to the pharmacy, and that is very expensive. That costs them like almost 50-something for less than 2 weeks, right? When they add that 12% onto that or 10%, that goes hip up to almost $70. So don't that 10% increase make a big difference?
It does make a big difference, but my problem is you ain't prepared to complain.
Who? It takes more than me.
But you, there's like-minded people like you who will go in front of Mr. Darville and when he in his office and block him so he can't go no place.
Really? You don't think he had a complaint? You really don't think they could see the complaint? They have family members, you know.
Their friends could afford it.
Pardon me? All of their family members could afford it. I'm quite sure all these persons in the house in government have family members, them in lower class and some poor, and going through the same thing. If they're listening to them, who said they listen to me and you? But on a serious note, they don't care. Because when you do NHI, you only specifically put that for illnesses. You know what I mean? What persons, you know? What about the everyday person who goes to the doctor? You could put more on that list. I think Barry Christie attempt one time to do that. Continue with it.
I hear you, caller.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the next call, but let me read this before I get to the next call. I say, completing works for many things. The first objective is to bring attention to the public. Move that. Politicians want good reviews. They work on issues where they're getting a lot of heat. I agree with the caller for a hospital to have a large percentage of its patients on a given ward with either hospital-acquired infections or infections within a certain amount of days of treatment. It's very a bad sign. It's a rest of society that hospitals would either close under investigation or subject to multi-million-dollar lawsuits. You can't sue PMH. Leave that host hospital. That means I can pay. Let's go to the next. So you all always want me to pay money. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you can hear me, Neri.
I can hear you loud and clear, man.
Poppy, Neri, you asked a question, good question, but you say, what do you do? See, you got to not just use Poppy as the example. You got to criticize or congratulate. you're in power. You ain't looking for no friends. You don't worry about who don't like you. You put right where right is. So you got to criticize your party. You can't just say, well, that's my party. I ain't going to say nothing publicly. But you know that's wrong, and you know that ain't right what they're doing, and you know that ain't what service is all about. Don't worry about if they don't like you. You got to speak your mind and speak your heart. I'm tired of preaching. They're supposed to be servants. So you got to do like our papas do, but you ask a good question. You say, what about you? At your detriment. So what did it say when you criticize your party when they're in power and you still vote for them? So that's another thing there. But that leave up to what you decide to do, what's best for you and your livelihood. Your responsibility is how you feel about it. But you got to criticize them and put right where right is. Don't wait till your party come out of power. Wait until the F and M come into power. Then everybody come on the talk. So you all sit right there and watch them, hear them doing a bunch of foolishness, a bunch of crap. When people suffering. Keep up the good work, buddy.
Thank you very much, Papa. Mind you, Papa, I hear you calling and complaining on the talk show now, but I know in 2 years who you voting for. You can vote for your people there. You can complain as much as you want, right? But I know where your bread is buttered, and you know where your bread is buttered. So I know if I pay attention to you complaining and grumbling, because I know who you voting for in 2 years. And it seems to continue again and again. Right? So this text says, Nuri, successful governments be dropping the ball. So if you want better, we must demand better. To pay every worker a livable wage. We can't afford no livable wage here in the Bahamas. No matter where they work, they must earn that agreed wage. Will have to be much more for lower workers. If the pay is right, then the work will be right. The livable wage is about $400, right? Thereabout. I believe that's what the government quoted, about $400. We are now at $250, right? That means we are living below the livable wage. We are the working poor. We have people who are the working poor who is making $250. Our government is bragging that they increase the minimum wage to $250, which is the working poor. And they said that this is something that they need to put a feather in their cap. They say that they did this. They are proud that the people are living and working as the working poor. And this is something that they should be able to brag about. See? And we ain't complaining. We ain't going out there and say, stop it. Don't brag about that no more. Don't talk about that ever again. Shh. Don't tell no one you raised it to 250, because we ain't content. We ain't content for 250, and we ain't want you mention this at all in your campaign. We ain't prepared to do that. Let's go to the next caller. Producer Pratchett, go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? I can hear you, caller. Go ahead. Caller going once. Okay, let me hang that up. You can call back. Caller. This text says, I'm so frustrated of the government treating the Bahamian public. If the general election called today, the only MP will win their seat? I'm so frustrated of the government treating Bahamian public. If the general election called today, the only MP what will win their seat is Pia Glover. Okay, that's an endorsement for Pia Glover. In general, the Bahamian people like Pia Glover. She's a star. She's a star. I mean, I haven't heard any complaints. Even the things that she cannot accomplish, I haven't heard any complaints about her in general. People say, man, she's just working, right? They might be upset, but she's working. They give her credit for whatever it is. Let's pass this call through because we still want to over the show right now, right? What are we prepared to do? Are we prepared to be uncomfortable? Are we prepared to put our shoulder to the wheel and complain and protest? Or are we just going to do that Facebook? We could be a Facebook warrior. And just type and complain and grumble that way. Go ahead, Carly. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you say you don't take Papa serious when he says.
I say I know how you voting. How you voting, you know, in 2 years,
in
Papa?
In spite of that, even if I should vote for them, right? You gotta keep criticizing. See, I'm just a nobody, right? In spite of that, right? I hear a lot of times people like me, it ain't about just me, call these talk shows and suggest things to them, and these people is do it. These people is play like they're hearing you. And so, man, I know I'm playing with you. In spite of I'm just a nobody, I know I bring you something to the table in this country. I love the Bahamas, and you might consider me as a low weight or no weight, but I know what time it is.
I mean, you're just the same, man.
Yeah, my
Sagittarius
all the way. Keep up the good work.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Before you go, Papa, you believe your government can put any legislation against these banks? Do you believe?
Well,
no, that's just yes or no. You believe they can do it. And when I say do it, I say before the election.
Listen to me. If they, one of these days, you need to talk about what all they're trying to accomplish before election, because I want you to know the hospital is important in spite of all the difficulties that this ain't done and that ain't done and where they're doing it and it ain't for this one and it ain't for that one. They're trying to put a lot of things on there. It could be hard for people. See, if they get voted because of the attitude that they raise, you say if they can do this thing with the banking thing, they could do it if they want to do it.
I asked if you believe they can do it.
Yes, if they want to do it, they can do it. If that's a priority, listen to me. If they don't care, if they don't think, listen to me, if that's important to them, don't worry about us, the people who feel in it. Or they feel our pain, because Fred was talking about this long time.
For 10, years, 13 years now, and they ain't do nothing yet.
No, but this might be the time now. You see the F&M say they could do it if we vote for them?
You believe in the F&M too?
Listen, say what?
You believe they can do it?
No, this the point is these niggas, excuse me, these Negroes, you don't like Negroes neither. These politicians is tell us all kind of things, and when they get in power, they do what they want to. Listen to me, when the PLP went, they dropped the case against the web shop owners, them, and they deserve to get taxed some more, because they're making millions of dollars and they ain't giving nothing back. No shares you could buy into the company or nothing. You see, the Port Authority, if the F&M went, that case with the PLP getting caught, we got to think about that. No, we vote for the F&M because we might with the PLP. The F&M ready to drop that case. Keep up the good work.
I thought the number men said they plan to sell shares. You mean they ain't do that yet? You mean they like politicians? I thought we could buy into those number places and be part owners. I see the government announced that they going to allow them to expand. They ain't allowing me to open up my own number shop, but they allowing those who are rich already to expand, right? Someone could be rich. It ain't going to be me because I'm not able to invest inside it. I just want a little bit of money too. I just want some of the money trickle down, you know. I ain't got to be rich. Give me one contract. Not only Papa one contract, I want contract too. Give me something. Let me go to Canada. let me go to Canada for a while. Kermit, you want to go to Canada with me? You can do John Canoe. No? You want to go get, see? Kermit want a contract too. Let us go to Canada and do something bad. You know? I won't get one job at Rico. Right? Something. The text is saying, I need to stop lotioning. Stop lotioning the government. Right? But see, right? Being serious, right? There have been few countries in this Western Hemisphere who are prepared, who had been prepared to live an uncomfortable life. Those countries, example, would be Cuba, Haiti, who revolted completely, contrary to the grain. Bahamians aren't prepared to lose its visa to go to the United States. Bahamians aren't prepared to lose that pre-clearance. Bahamians aren't prepared to, when I say the visa, I talk about the visa to go, Visa, MasterCard, when the banks say, man, we coming over here. We ain't prepared to lose that at all. We want to have our access to our Visa and MasterCard. We want to have our access to the United States. We want to have our access to be able to travel. We want to have American goods come into the Bahamas. We ain't want them sort of American goods. We ain't want those Caribbean brands. We aren't prepared to suffer, to be uncomfortable, to suffer any discomfort. So we're not prepared to complain. We are prepared to be as Facebook warriors. Facebook has made us complacent. Instead of going outside and protesting, instead of doing one of them Burma Road type activities, instead of saying, man, this bridge is our bridge. It's the country's bridge. So nobody traveling on it today. You know? Nobody traveling on Cable Beach today until the government start doing this right. We aren't prepared for that because we're saying Fox Hill hot and I ain't going to Fox Hill because they don't have no air conditioning and they just give you a slop bucket. And we are prepared to grumble, and the politicians know it. The politicians know that, so they said, don't worry. People can forget this. We can give them 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and you see that the whole Bahamas is lulled to sleep. And when the next issue come along, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it at all, right? That's why we ain't talking about any members of parliament who's before the courts. That finished with. That's why we ain't talk about any police being accused for any serious crime. That finished with. Right? We ain't talking about no scandals of the old administrations because that finished with. Right? That's yesterday news. We ain't prepared to be uncomfortable. We just prepared to grumble on social media and hear my voice and say, oh, that CA just called there. He was funny. Or that was CA just called there and he made a good point. That CA just texted there. Right? He grumbling again. But he ain't prepared to march no more. We march no more.
What time it is, caller? Let me look. 59. No, caller, I can't take you. It's 11:59. This has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. We got to do better, man. Have a wonderful day.